It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Heard a good one the other day.
No, Chuck.
I'm going to tell the joke. Your wife and your lawyer are drowning. You have a choice to make. You go to lunch or a movie.
Good, right?
That's not funny.
That's not funny, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to do a little phonorama later on. So,
excellent.
Get your phone calls ready. We haven't done that in a very long time. Your chance to talk to us about anything you want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to talk about a major story that's breaking,
mm-hmm.
you go right to the source. And I got to give Bethann McBride a little credit here. She got us the source. We're going to talk to Alan Butterfield right now from the National Enquirer, the reporter that was there
Ooh.
When Mr. Edwards allegedly came out of the hotel.
He eyeballed John Edwards.
Let's get him on the line right now. Alan Butterfield, thanks so much for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No problem.
This story yesterday, we were talking about it at the beginning of the show today. Buzz had this for us in the news. And obviously mainstream media either sitting on this story, refusing to break it just yet. But the Enquirer is going to hit with this on Friday. Is that right?
No. Actually, we missed our deadline. That's why we broke it on the. That's why we broke it on the website.
Okay.
So you know the traditional lockup is Monday, and we really didn't get the stuff until Tuesday morning. You know, about 6 a.m.
Okay. So Alan, you're the reporter that's on this story. Just as far as history is concerned, because when we were talking about this, Buzz brought up the fact that in October, the Enquirer had run something about the Edwards maybe having an affair with a woman then. Is that the history there? And nothing really, it didn't get any real traction at that time, right?
Correct. And then we got word from our source network that he impregnated this woman by the name of Riel Hunter, and we were able to stake her out for several weeks down in North Carolina. That's our story in December, and we showed you the pregnant pictures of her and all this stuff. And at the time, she was living in a gated community with one of Edwards' former campaign director, Andrew Young. And then he quit at some time, and he was sort of taking care of her. Andrew Young, by the way, is married. And when we brought this to Edwards' attention about the affair with Riel Hunter, Edwards' attorney, and so did Andrew Young's attorney, came back to us and released a statement. Andrew Young sort of fell on the sword for John Edwards, saying mm-hmm. that he was the baby daddy, even though he was married to his wife, Sherry. And to the best of our knowledge right now, they're still very much together.
Wow. This is really, Alan, I am curious really as far as why we haven't seen this hit in some of the major dailies in the United States, why none of the networks are. It seems to be, you know, you hear a story like this and you'd think you'd jump right on it. The National Enquirer, we were talking about this yesterday. You guys have certainly, had your moments there where people have taken you to court, so you got to have your sources pretty accurate when you do this. You were at the scene. What can you tell us that you saw when you were there? Obviously, you've been staking this situation out, and you were at this hotel, correct?
Right. Well, we've heard previously that he has had made secret visits or rendezvous with Riel Hunter, who is living up in the Santa Barbara area with the Andrew and Sherry Young family.
Right.
And occasionally, whenever Mr. Edwards can slip away out of North Carolina back
some
to L.A.,
blower.
Yeah, he sort of rendezvous with Riel. And we've heard of a few previous times that they've done it. And this time we just had a little bit better heads up. And we put a team on it. And, to make a long story short, he spoke Monday in L.A. around 1 p.m. with the mayor of L.A. On some sort of his poverty project or
homeless.
The homeless project mm-hmm. or whatever. And we knew that sometime in the afternoon, Riel showed up at the Beverly Hilton with the baby and with another gentleman by the name of Bob McGovern, who is sort of her healer, I guess, from what we understand from our sources.
Naturally.
This is mind-blowing.
In, from what we've heard is he goes in and he blesses the room, which maybe this time, I guess, the blessing didn't take.
Didn't
I don't know.
But, or maybe in a way it did take. You know, you
maybe,
never know the way you look at that.
So, Alan, you were actually at the stakeout. You eyeballed Edwards as he was coming out, right?
Right. What happened is, obviously, you're waiting. Finally, around 9:30, we knew who this Bob McGovern, what he looked like, the car he was driving. We saw him get into a car, his BMW. It had a baby seat in the back of it. And he drove away, and we assumed that we knew Edwards didn't have his own car, so we assumed that he was going to go pick up Edwards. Sure enough, 9:45, I'm sitting in a car in the self-parking lot at the Hilton Hotel.
Oh, my God.
Mr. McGovern pulls the ticket out of the automated ticket machine. The gate arm goes up. He drives through. The arm goes back down. He stops. John Edwards gets out of the BMW and walks around in front of it and enters into the side area of the hotel, the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
Now, do you think, Alan, they're going to come at you on this one, or what do you think is going to happen? Obviously, you've got the unknowns here. You've got the what happened in the hotel room, why he was at the hotel. You know, you're going to have a lot of that going on. Where do you see this? A two-fold question for you. Where do you see this eventually going? What do you think is going to happen? And how do you think the mainstream media is going to cover this? That's a two-part question for you.
Well, I think I know the stuff that we have yet to release.
Right.
And I think, you know, I don't know what my bosses are thinking, but we're just sort of waiting for Edwards. I think mainstream media, though, needs to ask John Edwards a few questions. The first and foremost one is, what are you doing at the Beverly Hilton Hotel from approximately 10 o'clock at night until 3 o'clock in the morning Tuesday morning? Number two, were you there? Number two, why were you there? Number three, were you visiting Riel Hunter there? Let's ask those questions. If you've noticed, there's been a few people, and I've heard a few networks that have asked him some questions,
yes,
and he doesn't respond. He gives the proverbial non-denial. He let him deny the specific questions. Were you at the Beverly Hilton Hotel? Because there was an incident with security, the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel security. We were asking him questions, another reporter and myself, and he ran into the men's bathroom and was holding the door so we could not get in.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It was sort of
not
quite
that's
comical.
Like running from the police, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of like running from the police.
Right, and one, obviously, then he's used to sort of reporters asking him questions, and, you know, my thought is why is he running if he has nothing to fear?
Right. Oh, my God. Right. Yeah, now this thing obviously will grow a little bit of hair. I would think if
not just hair, Mike, but beautiful hair.
Beautiful blonde hair. I'm looking at a picture of Riel Hunter right now. And we'll have to wait and see what happens, Alan. But you know, I'm so glad we got a chance to talk to you about it. It's always an interesting situation. This is a gentleman who's been considered one of the shortlist guys, I thought, for the vice presidential nomination. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the long run. You know, everybody that looks at John Edwards, and being a Democrat, this is frustrating for me when these guys don't seem to keep it in their pants. It's very frustrating because you look at the guy and you say, hey, you know, he's the charismatic guy, he's the good-looking guy, and with all due respect, and I mean supreme respect, because I think it awfully highly of John Edwards' wife, you know, you say to yourself, well, that doesn't look like the perfect Ken doll Barbie match all the time, and then you see this come out, and unfortunately, I find it somewhat plausible, really.
Right. When we first met Mr. Edwards, as he is walking up the stairs, because he sort of took a circuitous route to the room,
yes,
we identify ourselves as reporters, and myself and another reporter, Alexander Hitchens, throughout
Vanity Fair? Is that Vanity Fair, Alexander Hitchens?
No, it's another
okay.
one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Right.
And we threw out several questions regarding this, and he didn't answer, and he just ran back downstairs, went into the bathroom, and just by happenstance, hotel security was there within seconds, dealing with another problem, and they saw it, and they dealt with it, and they knew who he was, after the fact, we explained hotel security what we were doing. He wasn't a registered guest in the hotel. We were, and the next question, you were talking about the mainstream media,
right.
You know, they need to specifically ask him these questions, and let's see what he says.
But, you know, Alan, I'm going to give you a compliment here, really, and, I think anybody that's, even when you do little radio shows, people are always blogging about you, and there's always misinformation out there, but, you know, one thing I criticize the mainstream media about, especially, you know, both local and national, is that, you know, there just doesn't seem to be a lot of reporting, and as far as Alan Butterfield, it's a little old school, you know.
Yeah.
You get a tip, you stake a guy out, you're obviously putting the hours in that you don't see a lot of mainstream reporters do,
right.
And you guys were doing this, and, you know, you guys are in the trenches breaking this story. I'm going to be very interested to see how it plays out, but you got to be pretty jacked up. This is what it's all about when you do what you do, correct?
Well, you know, it's not. It wasn't out to get him.
No, I know you're not out to get him, but I mean, you're a reporter and you're covering a story.
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
It's news. It's news. He's the one that's denied it. He was the one that was cheating. He's the one that's possibly been mentioned for VP or possibly Attorney General, depending on whether Mr. Obama wins or not. And so, you know, and most people think that he was in line for some sort of cabinet position. He is definitely a public figure. He's denied this relationship.
Right.
It was a news story. We went with it. And, you know, it took a lot of hours that day. And finally, 3 o'clock in the morning, everything came to fruition.
And how cool are the photographs going to be that we will see not this week, but next week?
Well, I think we have the stuff. Let's put it that way.
All right. Very good. We look forward.
Alan, thank you so much for taking the time. Obviously, we'll follow this story very closely. And we're going to keep you in our Rolodex because I would love to talk to you again. You're very generous with your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Good luck.
That's Alan Butterfield, National Enquirer. Beth Ann McBride, to the studio, please.
Yes.
If you need to speak to Alan, he'll be in the parking lot downstairs after the show.
What's
with a camera.
He'll be there.
Is it time for Beth Ann?
You rock! That is a great poll. That was right away. Nice. We really appreciate that. That was fantastic.
Now a congratulatory spanking.
Yes, good McGridian job there. Very, very nice. Wow. All right, so we'll have to see what happens with that. You know, you're going to get denials, I would assume, you know, but, you know, at the ultimate, you would see what? You do a little DNA test, find out if it's the love child. And really, you know, if this proves to be true, all of this stuff, I'm glad it happened now before the guy's, you know, in the seat of government again.
Yeah, before he had been named to any office or anything
horrible, like
that.
Good. It's like the arrogance. Man, Jesus.
I know he's a beautiful young man.
He's a pretty man, yes.
But isn't he sort of short?
I'm not sure. I have no idea. I would love to
see him trying to hold that bathroom door shut. That's really not what I picture senatorial in my head.
Well, you make sure you thank Mr. Butterfield. Send him a flower basket. I want to get him back on the show again. Yeah. Now with our own Mr. Butterfield, here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Right? Well, yeah, he broke the story for us yesterday.
And if the story is true, then the evidence is that Mr. Edwards was thinking with his thing.
Yes,
instead of his brain. And that brings us to sex news.
Sex news!
And today we leave with a question. Which do you prefer, amateur or professional pornography?
Oh, professional.
Yeah, me too.
All the way professional.
I think so.
There are a lot of guys, I think, well, we're going to have the sports junkies on the show tomorrow. I think
the junkies,
EB,
right?
I remember correctly, EB is a big amateur guy. I think he likes that kind of stuff.
He makes his own.
He makes it. No, he just likes to get that. I'll ask him about that tomorrow. I hope they're all showing up. I think we got like all of them except for Lurchy's 75%. He might have a commitment, but that's on the BYOB show tomorrow.
He's making his own pornography.
He is.
We'll also have at least 7 buzz babes, maybe more.
Very, very good. Should be a good BYOB Friday show tomorrow. I hope you listen right here.
Did you say
here.
7 babes tomorrow?
At least.
Lurch's percent just went up to 82.
Yes, yes. No surprise there.
Okay, so the question was, what do we like, amateur or professional?
Pro. I like the pro stuff. The pros. Nice bodies. They work out. Yeah, you know, come on.
It's unanimous.
Right.
Now, for those listening who said amateur, good news, the industry's thriving. If you said professional like us, listen up. The professional pornography business has fallen on hard times,
so to speak.
Hey, we had that guy on the other day from AVN. He didn't say anything about that.
No, in fact, he said to the contrary.
Fishbein.
But he said to the contrary.
Paul Gold.
That's the guy. But everything I've read and everything I continue to read is that the business is being hit by the economy, just like everything else. People are spending less money on porn that they have to pay for,
right?
Especially with so much of it available online free.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Porn DVD sales are down slightly for the year. Rentals are down 15%.
And I think we're going to find out we might be in the minority as far as liking the pro stuff.
I'd like to know.
I think people love the amateur. That's all you see is amateur stuff
online. Well,
you know,
when we had Oscar and Chad talking about porn the other day, I think that's a youth movement moving towards the amateur gonzo, more intense,
odd porn. We'll have to find
out.
I'm not sure. I'm going to write that. I'm going to put that on my Phonorama list.
Excellent, Mike.
A lot of it's good. A lot of it's good. There haven't been any, pardon the expression, layoffs in the porn industry yet.
And your puns.
Porn producers say they're scrambling for ways to save money.
How about coming up with some original concepts, really? Well, I mean, I know that there's certain, you know, but I'm going to say, as somebody who doesn't mind watching a film, how about you really make this stuff a little bit better? How come you make it less gross, which you can.
Yes,
you make
of
it
course
a
you
little
can.
Bit more
you
fun.
Want it to be lovely.
You make it really, pretty. I like, there's a lot of stuff I like. Including when the guy, I don't mind that at all, okay? But I like to see it like Andrew Blake does it, okay?
Yeah, that's
right. I like to see it where, let me put it this way. I'm going to say a little bit about what I like in porn, okay?
Okay.
I like it when the male is treated as like a big deal, you know,
right.
by these gorgeous women.
Yes.
That's what I kind of like.
Worshipped
that.
As it should
That's
be.
That's exactly what I like.
And
That's
I'd
all.
Like to see some production values. If you could make a porno look like Mamma Mia.
Okay. We've established your queen credentials yesterday,
yeah,
Mr.
Spiewak. They have gay porn.
Sure. I'd like
that.
To see one like Busby Berkeley's whatever
You heard
it was.
Every word I said, and I never said Busby Berkeley.
Busby Berkeley. I like it more like Fred Astaire.
That's
that would
it.
Be lovely.
Oh, yeah. Write all the quotes down, Butterworth.
Butterfield.
Whatever.
Now, another audience participation story. A new survey shows that 85% of the women who do their Kegel exercises.
Yeah!
85% of those women have noticed an improvement in their sex lives.
Really?
Now, Kegels are the squeezing of the muscles down there, pretty much the same ones used to stop and start urination. The exercises are recommended for both men and women, giving men greater control and more powerful results. But women who do these exercises said in the survey it made things better for them, too. The survey also revealed that 1 in 3 women never or almost never achieve that magic moment, and that 1 in 3 don't know where the Grafenberg spot is.
There it is.
I always thought that a Kegel sounded like some sort of Jewish food. Do you want more Kegel?
But a lovely Kegel, Mrs. Schwartzman. That's the most delicious Kegel I've ever had in my life, isn't it? You want a piece of Kegel?
You want the piece of Kegel?
I'll have a piece of Kegel, nice cup of coffee.
Now, here's the audience participation part.
Yes.
You can, right where you're sitting right now, you can perform this exercise.
I'm aware of that, for God's sake.
Are you performing it now?
You know why we're both aware of that?
Why?
Because we's papas. That's why. We know that from the whole prenatal
exactly.
class.
Exactly.
Right.
Kegel.
And besides, Pete Galili makes you do them.
Every day.
Have you done yours today?
He shows me how to do them. He also introduces a degree of difficulty.
Oh, by using a mirror?
No, a finger.
Oh, dear. Pete.
I
can't imagine how.
All right, Buzzy.
All right, you ready to wrap this up?
I'm ready to wrap this up,
absolutely.
Well,
then let's make it so. Coming up in soon, coming up in your final buzz, America's Other Alien Problem. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, it's Phonorama, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, excellent.
Phonorama, you ready for your list for Phonorama? Anything sure. you want to talk about, get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. This is your time, listeners. Phonorama, you want to talk about amateur versus pro porn? We talk about that.
Uh-huh.
John Edwards, Kathy Lee Gifford, Chris Angel, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Robin Mike's Feet, Diet and Exercise, Local TV News, Obama Abroad.
Global warming.
I didn't really mean that last one.
And of course, they can order off the menu as well.
Off the menu, yes, we'll be here for you. Your calls. We don't get a chance to leave it all up to you, ladies and gentlemen,
no.
but you get your own segment coming up next. Get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. We will take your phone calls with Phonorama coming up next.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.